successes that each one of the regions has so we can learn from each other, things that maybe didn't go well so we can learn from those things as well, and then anything that TJEA can do to help you with what you do and help with the state of jazz in Texas. Last couple of years, we've put together three proposals that we went through the regions and went through most of you, and just got some news about each one of these. The high school jazz ensemble that will perform at TMEA each year is being really voted on, I think, or being looked at on Monday, but I think it's pretty much a done deal. We just have the logistics and how it's all going to work that are going to be taken a look at by the TMEA board this next Monday. And basically the way it looks like it's going to work, we put together, it's not an honor band, and they don't want to call it an honor band. We don't want to call it an honor band. We don't want that kind of competition that goes along with the honor band system. But there will be recordings that will be sent in. TJEA will put together a five-member panel from all around the state, so there's no geographical bias. And then we will send out the recordings that are sent to us, to each of these five people. They will listen to them blindly. They will not know who they're listening to. And then they will pick and kind of, I don't want to say put in order, but that's basically the way we have to do it, but just kind of put together the band that they think would represent jazz in Texas very well at a performance at TMEA. And then one of the bands will be selected to perform at TMEA the following year. The way it looks right now, it will be everything will be due by May 15th, and groups will be selected by June 15th for the following year, the way that honor band is done now. So the group that's actually performing on the CD is not necessarily the entire group that's going to be performing the following year, but we can't see any other way around that because most jazz ensembles don't get started during marching season anyway, and we want to give everybody the opportunity to be able to fundraise and to be able to make sure that they get their money available and everything. Because the other part of this is when you sign that application, you are also saying, and your principal will sign it, you are saying that your school will be responsible or you will be responsible for fundraising the money, because TMEA will not give any kind of money for housing or travel or anything to TMEA for the convention. And the other part of this, which I think is very cool, is it will allow us to have a jazz ensemble here that can act as a performance group and as well as a clinic group for whoever the TJEA brings in as a clinician each year. And again, just like every other group, we submit to have a clinic at TMEA each year as an organization. This next year, Dr. Willie Hill is the person that we've submitted. He's the same person who's doing the Allstate Jazz Ensemble. If you don't know Dr. Hill, he's amazing and very well-known jazz educator. So we've submitted to have him do a clinic this next year at TMEA, and this will allow us to have not just a performance group, but they can also be the clinic group, the group that performs at the clinic as well, the demonstration group is what we call it. So very excited about that. I know that since I've been back in Texas, I can't remember too much before that, that there's ever been a high school performance here in the state. And this is one of the things that when we kind of started talking about what we needed to do to really get jazz happening here, that's first and foremost, there has to be some sort of jazz ensemble performance that's not an all-state band, but just a way for the amazing jazz ensembles we have around the state to be showcased and just let other people who come into Texas for TMEA and let everybody in Texas kind of know what's going around the state. So huge thank you to TMEA for allowing us that opportunity. And like I said, we'll know a whole lot more about it and exactly the way it's going to work after they meet on Monday to discuss how it's going to work for this next year. Because we've already passed the dates for this last year, what I've done is submitted just for this year, a separate application. This application will be due on September 1st. All of the recordings will be listened to between September 1st and September 15th, and then we'll let somebody know that they will be the performing group on September 15th, so that they have plenty of time to get all the money and everything together in order to bring their groups down for TMEA. But again, very excited about this. This was kind of first and foremost on our list of stuff we wanted to see if we could get accomplished and have happen here in the state. And just very excited that it looks like this is really going to happen. Did I misspeak or say anything
that I wasn't supposed to? The whole concept was approved a year ago. I mean, a board said, yeah, we're on board with this, let's do this. And it's just been a matter of getting the procedure in line that everybody could agree to. So Alex has been great this week in putting us all together. We met just a week ago, last Monday. So he's put all this together. So our president's committee meets Monday to review all the sessions that have been submitted. 700 and something for TMEA for 200 slots. So they're going through what has been selected, and we're going to spend that same time. We're going to look over the documents and say, yeah, but with these other caveats that we just haven't thought about. And they've been doing great, bouncing back and forth, and I think I've spoken a couple of times in a bit. I haven't had to. I mean, it's everybody's going down the right path. But yeah, it's going to happen. It's just we want to do the make sure it's done right. And this first time will be a little bit harried, but I think the idea of allowing people to use any recordings from last year for this first year to do that, and then we start going with making sure what you submit is a live performance, similar to it's what we other do. This is very similar to how we select our vocal groups that come and our elementary groups. And, you know, somebody asked, do you think it would ever be an honor band thing? I said, I don't think we want to go there, because part of this, as I was explaining earlier this morning, was we might want to reserve the right 1 year to open this up to middle school and say, hey, we're going to feature a middle school group this year. Let's take middle school applications for this 1 year. Or we might want to say, let's focus on West Texas. And the other caveat is we're not going to allow a group to repeat themselves for 4 years, just like honor band. You can't, you know, once you perform here, let's let some other people do. So you're out for the 3 years after that. So it's, and I realize that's somewhat limiting, but we have a big state. And we may, you know, we don't want the Houston or Dallas area to dominate this whole process. Even though there's great groups there and they'll obviously be represented, we might want to say it's time to get somebody from a different area, even though that may not be the best group you heard. We just want that representation because we feel like we're trying to bolster jazz all over the state and not just pockets. And that's the thinking of the board when they approved it was, yeah, let's do something that will help the whole state, and geographically as well.
Any questions at all about?
Do the magnet schools have equal footing with
everybody? Okay. 2A, 3A, 4, I don't care. It's all open to everybody at this point. And
so HSPDA is just like
everybody else.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And I know that we haven't had the question about I want to be a jazz ensemble, and I think that's pretty much what everybody's thinking, as opposed to combos and different things like that. So now jazz ensemble with French horns and all the other, I mean, they can submit whatever, and then from that point there will be a selection process to pick, and it's the actual terminology would be an invited jazz ensemble, so it's not necessarily a competition. I really don't want to rank 1, 2, 3, 4 or any of that kind of stuff. We want to get a great group here that will be very representative of a different part of the state and kind of show what's happening with jazz at each one of those. Yes, sir?
How can we find out the results of Monday's?
As soon as we know that for sure, TJEA is going to send out something to every single one of its members. We talked about sending an email to every band director that's out there. We will get the word out, and we're going to need your help at your region meetings coming up. As soon as we find out exactly what the procedure is, I'm about to hand them our suggestions for what the application should look like, and the kind of rules and everything that goes along with that, and they're going to look at it and, you know, cross stuff out and add stuff or do whatever. But as soon as we get all that information, we're going to send it out in mass to as many people as possible. We need for you guys at your region meetings, when you stand up and talk about the upcoming auditions and all those kind of things, to also say, this is new this year. If you want to get your ensemble considered for this, you need to make sure that you get your stuff in by September 1st and just kind of spread that information out. And we'll make sure that everybody has the application, and it will be online as well, so that and if we can get some applications that we can pass out at those meetings too, for especially groups that you know that should be up in the running for this, that are in your particular region.
I didn't say anything to Alex, but I'm sure that deadline's going to be discussed by the presidents as well.
Sure.
I can see a couple of them saying, yeah, we may want to go to September 15th or the 20th or something like that, just to allow a little bit more time. But we also know that's time sensitive to fundraise to get here to San Antonio. So, I mean, all that's going to come into consideration. But September 1st is like 2 days after school starts for some people. So that may be...
Yes, sir.
A little ambitious. We'll see what they say. But it'll be sometime, I think, in September. Not the first, then mid-September at the latest. So for this first time.
Any other questions about any of this? And then two other things, the two other proposals that we had. One is a second All-State Jazz Ensemble. When we were going through and kind of looking at the numbers and I think everybody in the state realizes that it's just amazing that the second best jazz pianist in the state of Texas doesn't get to play in Austin Jazz Ensemble. So I know that the TNEA has looked at that inequity. They have put together a committee that is looking at all things Austin, from the process apparently at every level, and everything at this point is on the table. So we know that, and I we had talked about the fact that one of the things that they're going to be looking at is inequity between the groups, whereas, you know, the like, for example, I think the 4A symphonic band or the 4A bands, it's like 2.4% of the people who audition end up making the groups, and the All-State Jazz Ensemble that same year was 0.9. And so so even if you double that, we're still underneath the smallest ratio of people that actually make the jazz ensemble. So I know that they know that there's inequity there, and they're looking at that, so that is on the table for when they have discussions about the All-State groups. So at least we know it's going to be discussed. We're real excited about that as well. And then the third thing was the possibility of having a vibraphonist in the jazz ensemble. And having discussions this last week with Frank, he said we can probably do that now. It would just be a matter of there has to be a need. So what we have to do is contact Dr. Hill and ask him if he would like to have a vibraphonist in the band. And if that's the case, then there needs to be vibraphone parts. And if those parts are there, we can get that music early, which I know will help the TNEA too, because sometimes, especially with jazz guys, I'm sure it's hard to get the music in on time for the clinic that they have and the concert that they have in February. But this will allow us to get that music in very quickly, and we can take that music and do a special audition, just like they would for, say, a contrabassoonist, if there's a contrabassoon part that's in one of the symphony orchestras that they need to bring one of those folks in. So I think that's there needs to be a need for it, and it has to be requested or has to be a part of. We just need to make sure that they don't come and play on one tune and then sit there for the rest of the time. There has to be something for them to do within the ensemble, and they need to be able to play a vital part within the ensemble, and they need a part to play. And we can do a special audition for those folks to try to get a vibraphonist in the band as well. So we're still figuring out that exactly, and I think first and foremost we need to get a hold of Dr. Hill, and after this week is over with, I'm going to talk to Ronnie and see if he'd like to contact him, since he's the one who brings in the clinician to you, so he's got that contact. And then from that point, if we know that there's a need for it, then we'll just have to make sure that we get word out to everybody that there will be a special audition for that person as well. So, and the three things that were on that original list of proposals were all three of those things. And one of them's definitely happening. One of them I think we have to make happen. And then the other one is being considered. So I'm real excited about the fact that those things are sort of in process at this point, or at least being looked at by TNEA and the state. So, and a huge thank you to these gentlemen for doing all of that, you know, looking at jazz and the things that we do. Yes, sir.
The second All-State Jazz Ensemble, is that for TNEA 2013?
It wouldn't be this next year, for
okay.
sure.
Okay.
So that's their timeline. It's whenever they feel like it would be, the opportunity would be there to have that group. That's what I understand, that the committee's just been put together and they're just starting to look at these things. So.
We had the committee met for its first meeting back in June, and they're looking at everything. I mean, from choir, band, orchestra, the whole structure, looking at numbers and all that, getting a lot of different ideas on the table. And as you well may know, there's a small school choir effort out there. There's an additional ATSS B band that was being discussed. Now I think they're backing off that and wanting to just restructure the way they're doing small school. The jazz one has been on the table for several times now. Second 4A group, a third 5A group. I mean, it's all been put out there on the table. So, but when looking at numbers, if you talk about the need, if you're going to go one direction, this one certainly gets a lot of attention when you talk about how difficulty level of getting a seat in All-State Jazz is. This one certainly grabs everybody's attention when it comes out and saying, yeah, and you almost have to go here before you go anyplace else. So I can't tell you where it's going to wind up, but right now it's on the favorable side to add another group. Excuse me. Somebody passed up their nose. Am I not?
No. And Alex, thank you for doing all that. That's a lot of work. Thank you.
Any
questions or any suggestions for us, we'll continue to help us in any way possible. If we're just around the cycle, the June 1st or July 1st was the new cycle for joining, I guess, for, we go from July 1st to June 31st. If you'd like to join TJEA, we'd love to have you. But again, as a group, we would definitely like to say thank you for all that you guys do and for Jazz and the State of Texas. We think the Allstate process is a huge part of allowing our students to have a goal and be able to work on this stuff, especially at the time of year when there's lots of other things going on with marching band and all those kinds of things. So.